Okay. Hello, you're listening to the How to Promote Your Business show, and my name is Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, your host, and this show is brought to you by Workforce Solutions Team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. And our show is also brought to you by Rapidy Marketing. If you've been considering an e-newsletter or an e-CRM, having all your contacts on the web, then consider the Rapidy Marketing virtual office tools, and you can demo the tool suite at www.rapidymarketing.com. We've come out with something new recently, and that's pie reporting, where you click a slice and you can just continue to drill down at your contacts until you get the actual set that you want to report on or that you want to work on for your leads and calls. And it's really exciting. We're really pleased with the response from the public in choosing us because of pie reporting. So it's a lot of fun to use and easy to use. So we would ask that you would consider it. And our number is 877-530-8577.
Hello, and this is April Trupiano, your leadership expert and co-host. I'm so excited to be back. I missed you guys.
No, you are the leadership expert, April.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. With our on this show, what we really do for you guys is that we're always on the hunt to find solutions to help you grow your business, be more successful, and be the best leaders you can be. Our show really is devoted to you. So each week on our live show, we cover areas such as sales tips, marketing strategies, leadership techniques, and legal advice. And we also bring in experts to help you. We've got someone really special here today. We can't wait to share with you. We really want to encourage you to call in and ask questions during the show. You can reach us here in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or nationwide at 800-491-1380. And again, locally, that's 314-969-1380 and nationwide, 800-491-1380. And you can also reach us on the web by going to www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com. And we want to let you know, when you do call in, we have a gift for you. If you call in during the show today, we'll give you the Rapidy virtual office tools, which includes that really powerful newsletter capability and so much more that Keith was talking about today.
Well, April, you are the leadership expert, and I kind of surprised you by that.
I think
that should be your moniker.
Thank you.
Because I know that you're really up on your game. What new books are you reading this summer? Because I know you've been out on those cruises, and you look very healthy and relaxed.
Thank you. Oh, I tell you, well, I had a great week. I had breakfast with Jeffrey Gittimer, had lunch with Harvey McKay, and hung out with Brian Tracy. It was a good week. Larry Winget, it was a really good week. But I will tell you, there is a book on my list to review. I've read this, and I know you've read it, but I am going to take another look, and I encourage everybody to. It's called Who Moved My Cheese? An Amazing Way to Deal with Change in Your Work and in Your Life by Spencer Johnson and Ken Blanchard. You know, it's a really quick read, and it's one of those books that it really speaks to any sort of changes that you're going through in your life. And it's grown from a guide and a training tool for America's top corporations and organizations into a cultural phenomenon that really is changing people's lives and their businesses. And it's being embraced by hundreds of thousands of readers, from community leaders and college coaches to parents and children, adapting to change. And these little characters sniff and scurry and hem and haw, talk to you about the challenges of changing relationships, moving to a new neighborhood, downsizing, merging corporations, just all of these things that we're all going through right now with the economy the way it is. But it's a simple story. It's an unthreatening and invaluable source of comfort and advice. So I recommend it.
I also recommend it. Do you know that my wife and I read that when we went down to Conroe, Texas? We went tree fishing with our children. And you know why I call it tree fishing?
No.
Well, because the kids, you know, when they were trying to cast into the lake, I was constantly, hooking Trees.
I got it.
and so anyway, this was a very important book. It kept my sanity during that vacation. And so tell us more later on after you have reread it. And I'm sure that you're going to get some insights. And,
oh, yeah. It's always good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And April, also, you can be heard on iWatch Radio now. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
You have something really exciting happening. Why don't you share with us?
Absolutely. I have a show now on iWatchRadio.com. It's called the Click Power Hour for Women of Leadership and Influence. It's on every Tuesday at 12 noon Central Time, which means 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, and 1900 European Time. And it's on the internet. It's video. It's radio. I just love talking to women who are influencing the world. Actually, next week I'm speaking to a woman from South Africa on Women's Day in South Africa. So right. We're going to be talking about women's issues Tuesday at noon on iWatchRadio.com.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I bet you're real excited about doing it. It's a lot of work, isn't it? But it's really worth it because you're getting the information out. And just like this show is about helping people and encouraging people to be the very best they possibly can in business. And why don't you introduce our guests?
Oh, I would love to. I'm so excited. I know you told me to do it because I'm so excited. This is a huge topic, and our guest is huge when it comes to talking about this topic.
So, and he's a St. Louisan.
And he's brilliant. So we're delighted to have Dale Furtwängler, author of Pricing for Profit. And we're going to be discussing with Dale the 10 most common pricing errors that you and your company make. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You guys don't want to miss a minute.
That's right. And if you do miss, then you need to go to our website at howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com and listen to the archive.
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, you're listening to the How to Promote Your Business Show. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Hey listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Hi, I'm David Weiss, and when I started my law firm, Weiss & Associates, my intention was to provide outstanding representation of small businesses and their owners. And that's exactly what we've done for the past 25 years. And we've just been selected as one of the best small business law firms by the readers of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly newspaper. So if you are in need of assistance in starting or growing your business, call us at 314-588-9500 or visit our website at weissandassoc.com. That's Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and Assoc, A-S-S-O-C.com. And while at our website, sign up to get our free monthly e-newsletter, eLaw Lines. Again, 314-588-9500 or weissandassoc.com.
Does your organization do enough to effectively identify and develop future leaders? Most promote individuals to leadership roles with little preparation or training. Companies assume that past success effectively predicts success as a leader, ignoring the fact that the skills necessary in the individual contributor role are often very different from those needed for success as a leader. The Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College works to understand the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to help you make the right decision regarding leadership for the right reasons. If you want to make better leadership choices and improve leadership development for your organization, you may be interested in our Leadership Assessment Centers. To learn more, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club meets every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. at the Missouri Athletic Club, second floor, 405 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Come join us for lunch and learn about our world-renowned organization that serves the St. Louis community and the world with major charitable causes. Meet fellow business owners, network, and be informed by top city leaders and marketplace leaders on topics of interest. This is a great way to network and be involved in our community. To attend, call Denise Hoxie, Executive Director at 314-894-1759 or email her at denisehrotarystl.org.
Welcome back to the How to Promote Your Business show, and I'm April Truppiano, the leadership expert and co-host of your show. The show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. Our show is also brought to you by Rapid eMarketing. And if you've been considering an e-newsletter or CRM tool for your business, then do check out our Rapid eMarketing virtual office tools demo at www.rapidemarketing.com or call Keith Wheeler, my gracious co-host, at 877-530-8577. That's 877-530-8577.
And I'm Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and our show today, we have a very, very special guest, Dale Winkler.
Right.
And you're the author of this autographed copy now book called Pricing for Profit and How to Command Higher Prices for Your Product and Services. And Dale, this afternoon, we're going to be discussing the 10 most common pricing errors you and your company can make. And my personal story is this, as I was sharing with you at the break, I probably didn't understand the pricing cycle and what, you know, the prices, what they go through and what you should adjust them to until I was out of graduate school. I don't think universities are teaching this at all. I don't even think they've ever.
I think you still got it early, Keith. I mean, most people still don't get it after decades in business. But
well, yeah, and that's true. That's true, April. The lot of business owners never been shown how to price effectively and how to quantify their value and communicate it effectively, mm-hmm. and so they default to industry pricing.
And what the formulas are to use, and also the stages, understanding the life cycle of a product or service.
Absolutely, and all of those are factors, and really the psychographic factors of the buyer psychology that's at play in each and every one of those. So,
and yeah. That can change, can it?
Oh, it can. It can.
You know, as a product matures and as you get market share.
Well, and, you know, market share is one of those 10, you know, we talked about 10 common pricing errors a moment ago. But, you know, market share is one of the problems I see with pricing. And I lay the blame kind of at the feet of the financial press because you'll see headlines like, Sony or Intel lost market share. Mm-hmm. And well, what does that mean? I mean, what market are they talking about?
Right,
they
right.
never define the market.
Right.
Well, also, how do they quantitate that? You know, what are the statistics that they're using? It's almost as if they're making a jab at their stock prices, you know, to bring them down. I have a question, and I've been wanting to know about this, and I've been thinking about it, and it's how do you use price to create name awareness?
Well, actually, this is one of the mistakes that especially early stage businesses, those that have been in business 3 years or less, make. They don't feel like they've got the reputation, the name awareness, the recognition, and so they price at or below, typically below. Industry mm-hmm. average, and they really confuse the market. They don't realize it, but they're confusing the market in the process because typically they're making claims that they're better than their competitors.
Right.
But they're pricing below industry average, and there's no congruency there, so buyers get confused.
That's right. And what, you know, I have thought about this. It's easier to go down in price than it is to go up with your customers. Isn't that right?
Well, it's true. It's easier to go down, but it's also dangerous to go down if you don't do it properly.
That's right.
That is key. We were talking about that before we came in, weren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little more about that, Dale. Tell us about the danger of going down too soon.
Well, there are dangers, you know, there are really, in my mind, only three reasons to lower your price. The first one is if the buyer is making a concession. So what you're offering is more than that, what they're looking for. But if you have an alternative that doesn't include everything there, then you lower the price accordingly. And they're giving up something, and you're giving up something on the price, and everybody's coming ahead on the deal. A second reason is if you are an innovator.
Okay.
And you now see your competitors coming out with competing items. You had the market to yourself for a while, and now they're coming in with competing items. Now you want to drop your price to help them avoid reaping the same kinds of profits and price premiums that you were getting during that innovation period.
And we were talking about the difference between, was it Samsung and Steve Jobs, right, at Apple?
Yes, we were. Last fall, there was an article in Bloomberg Business Week, and it talked about Samsung, and the headline was, Panasonic says that Samsung is starting a price war. In reality, what happened was Samsung came out with the first 3D HD TV, and they garnered 89% of the market, and they did it at premium prices. And
89% of the market.
80%.
Are you guys listening? 89% of the market. I would take that any day.
Absolutely.
At premium prices.
At premium prices. Then when Panasonic and Sony came into the market, they dropped the price to more traditional levels.
Right.
Well, that's exactly the right way to do innovation pricing. Now, if we contrast that with Apple, when they brought out the iPhone, the original iPhone, what happened was within 60 days, and I think it came out at $400, within 60 days, Steve Jobs dropped the price to $300, and there was a hue and cry from the consumer saying, wait, time out, you know. And so he ended up, in essence, refunding over $100 million as a result of having discounted too early in the innovation cycle.
Wow.
Okay. What's the third reason?
The third reason is that if you're really trying to get into a place that, you know, there's a customer that you really want, and you know they're happy with their supplier, it's okay to do that once. But the mistake that most companies make is they go in, they'll say, you know, we'll give you this lower price if you shift your business to us. Well, the customer's then expecting that lower price ad infinitum.
Exactly. Right.
So the way to do it is to go in and say, look, you know I have to give you a reason to try us.
To try us.
Right.
Not to stay with us, but to try us.
To try us, exactly, April. And so what we're going to do is we're going to offer you this order only.
Yes.
A lower price.
Yes.
And we're so sure that you're going to be delighted with the result that you're going to be happy to pay the regular price later on.
I love it.
Now, do you word it as a discount for 6 months, 1 year? Is there a certain wording that you have to
typically use? It's this order only, or
hopefully
this project
it's not
only.
Discount.
I hate that
word.
Yeah. So do I. But.
Well, that's what's used usually.
Right. It's some,
now, also, you had in your book one thing, which was price buyers are never happy. And that's like a maxim.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's something I'd love to talk about. But it's that time again to break for our sponsors. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these brief announcements.
Your leaders and frontline supervisors know how to turn strategy into action, manage change, coach employees, develop successful teams. If not, the Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College can help you develop talent from within and turn your answers to these questions into a yes. As your company grows, having leadership talent at all levels is critical to your success. Our solutions team will help you develop leaders who have the skills to get past the status quo and take your company to the next level. We'll send a team to you for a free, no-obligation consultation. So if you're ready to take the next step to growth and success, call us at 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
Are you a small business owner overwhelmed from doing everything you can to succeed but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went while you're constantly busy at the office? And are you clear that you're not playing big enough in your life? Well, how would you like to instead uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? To design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next. Explode your profits the easy way. Well, I'm April Truppiano, international expert on leadership, speaker, and author, and I can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. I can teach you to rediscover your passion for being in business, create a vision that inspires you, develop your personal brand of leadership, and design your legacy, all to have the power and influence that'll change the course of your life. Discover the power of click, that moment when you thrive in your business and love your life. To schedule your complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me today, email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's aprille@getclicknow.com. And when you visit my website at getclicknow.com, you'll get a complimentary e-course I've designed just for you, delivered to your inbox today.
Hey listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club meets every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. at the Missouri Athletic Club, second floor, 405 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Come join us for lunch and learn about our world-renowned organization that serves the St. Louis community and the world with major charitable causes. Meet fellow business owners, network, and be informed by top city leaders and marketplace leaders on topics of interest. This is a great way to network and be involved in our community. To attend, call Denise Hoxie, Executive Director at 314-894-1759 or email her at denisehrotarystl.org.
To our show, and I'm Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and you're listening to the How to Promote Your Business show. And it is brought to you by Workforce Solutions Team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. And our guest today is Dale Furtwanger, and could you give your contact information? I'm sure our listeners would love to contact you, at least to get the book or to also have you speak. Now, you're an accomplished speaker and in St. Louis, and you live in St. Louis. You're a St. Louis jewel, so why don't you give us your contact information?
Sure. My phone number is 314-707-3771. And my website is pricingforprofitbook.com, pricingforprofitbook.com.
Now, you had something, April, that you wanted to bring up to Dale, that you don't know of anybody else that's doing what Dale is doing.
Exactly. I don't. You know, I said, you know, out there in the training world and the coaching world and in teaching, you know, coaching businesses, nobody's talking about it to the depth and degree that you are. And no one is really the expert that you are, that I've met so far. I mean, it's really a specific area that you just excel. So I'm curious, how did you come about talking about this?
Well, it's interesting. I actually stumbled into the pricing thing.
What is your background?
I'm a CPA by background.
Well, there you go.
And spent 3 years with a national firm, 17 in corporate and CFO positions, and then started my own business 22 years ago, providing part-time CFO services. Mm-hmm. And I'd go into clients, new clients, and I'd look at their statements, and I'd say, okay, what's making money and what isn't? Mm. And they'd shrug, and they'd say, I don't really know. And they were being honest. Their accounting systems weren't set up to tell them that.
Yeah.
And when I do the analysis, I'd find that the greatest investment they had in marketing dollars and production capacity were all in the least profitable lines they had. And they said, well, that's our primary business. How do we raise prices? You know, and I'd show them how to raise prices. And that's how I got into the pricing
business.
It's
so key. It's so key. You know, we were talking, I said, and we've talked about this before, Keith and I have on air, that we live in a Walmart mentality world, you know, and so we're constantly struggling.
Wanting it quick and easy.
Quick and easy and quantity versus quality.
Yes.
And so, you know, it really serves to have someone like you who can really pinpoint it for us. You've got 5 books, you've got a CD, you've got a book on Kindle, you've got one of them translated in Spanish. I mean, you're really out there telling people, so thank you for that.
Well, my pleasure.
We need to hear that. But what is the biggest reason that you wrote the book, the latest book? What's the biggest message you wanted people to get?
Well, you know, when I saw so many business owners struggling with the same thing, and obviously, like everybody else, there's a finite amount of time that I have available to help people. And so I looked at it and said, well, the book is a way that I can reach more people
right.
than I can
Absolutely.
Individually. So that was one of the primary motivators for that.
Right, right. Now, getting back to our 10 mistakes that we have, because I think we've only touched on one. So,
using price to create name awareness.
I know. I do want to remind our listeners that if you want to call in, because guys, this is a rare opportunity to speak to someone of Dale's caliber here, at 969-1380 locally and 800-491-1380 outside the St. Louis area. Talk to us about using low prices to stem sales declines. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, you know, one of the things that people believe when they are experiencing sales declines is that buyers have become more price conscious.
Exactly. That's.
And so the answer, the solution in their minds is to lower the price.
Right.
And I would ask anybody that's ever done that, how'd that work for you? You know, mm-hmm. as Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? Because
right.
typically it doesn't. Because one of the reasons that the buyers are moving away from you is that they're not seeing the value
exactly.
that they once did. It's not as important to them as it once was. And
right.
until you get to the heart of that, the price decreases are not going to stop that.
Well, it goes back to that principle, that maxim that you gave, and that is that price buyers are never happy.
Exactly.
So you might as well just stay away from it. This idea, it's value that people want. They want to know that when they give a dollar, they're getting a dollar's worth at least or more.
Yeah. Well, J. Conrad Levinson in his book, Guerrilla Marketing, said that they had surveyed 10,000 people and 86% of those were value buyers. Only 14% said they were really interested in price. But what's happened here recently, as April alluded to just a moment ago, is that we've developed this Walmart mentality. And low price has been very successful for them, although that's waning as well. But
yes.
it's been very successful for them. And so more and more businesses have tried to adopt that model, but they don't have the cost control component. They
exactly.
don't have the cost-cutting, cost-saving
exactly.
component that Walmart does, so they can't do it successfully. And now they're losing revenues, and they're finding the low prices just really aren't working for them. But they focus the customer's attention on price instead of value.
And you said it. The business focuses the customer's attention on price
mm-hmm.
instead of finding out first if they're value buyers.
Right.
Now, you also spoke in your blog article about the fact that when you bring in those buyers, because that's why I was talking about when you're trying to avert sales declines, right? And you start bringing in maybe a larger quantity of buyers, but are you bringing in the right buyers, the buyers that'll stick with you, the buyers that are your loyal customers?
Well, traditionally not. And, you know, there are really three markets, if you will, that any business faces. One is the ideal customer. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that are going to pay a premium to get what you have to offer. Good times, bad, doesn't matter. They're going to pay the price to get what you have. The second tier is the mass market, and they may buy, they may have a moderate interest in what you have to offer, mm-hmm. and they may buy if it's discounted.
Mm-hmm. If it's a Groupon.
Yeah, Groupon, and that's a pretty severe discount. But anyway, if there's a discount, they may buy, but they're not going to remain loyal to you. The next economic downturn or the next shiny object that comes along, they're off exploring that, you know. So they're not going to buy. And the third market is people that just, it doesn't matter how low the price is, they're not going to buy.
Well, yeah. Then how do you use price to increase your market share? Because there must be some type of price component. Value is first.
Mm-hmm.
But then price, you have to price yourself right, you know, in to increase your market share.
Right. Well, one of the things we do look at is what buyers are willing to pay for the value you provide. And if we look at value as a spectrum.
Well, how do you do that?
Okay. Let me give you an example. Let's say that image is what you're selling. And you're selling clothing. Well, on the low end of the scale, we've got Walmart. If I want a sweater, I can buy one at Walmart for $10.
Right.
Right.
If I go to Nordstrom's, it's $120 to $140, right? So 12 to 14 times
just
as much.
Change now, the label.
Now, the spectrum is, you know, in between there, you've got Target, you've got Penny's, you've got Macy's. So,
yes.
And when you look at it as a spectrum and you decide where your value system, how you feel about value for what you're offering. So let's say I'm a Penny's buyer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if I'm a Penny's buyer, then and I try to market to Walmart people, I'm not going to attract them because we're not talking the same language. The same thing with the Nordstrom's people. So number one, you want to identify your value proposition, how you see value for what you're offering, and target those customers.
Do you know that is so true? My grandmother was a Penny's buyer, uh-huh. and my mother was a Famous Bar buyer.
Uh-huh.
And when they would go into the mall, they finally agreed on going to South County Mall. That's where they would go together. And one would split off down the, you know, to Penny's, and the other one would go to Famous Bar. And really, I can see the logic of how they approached each one of those customers.
And when you see that, you know, then you know Penny's buyer, then you know about what your pricing should be. Because if we look at that sweater, $10 at Walmart, it's probably going to be 12 to 15 at Target,
mm-hmm. yes.
30 to 50 at Penny's, 60 to 80 at Macy's, mm-hmm. and 120 to 140 at Nordstrom. So you get a sense for what kind of multiple that buyer is willing to pay over the lowest priced alternative, and that helps narrow the focus.
Yeah. But Dale, don't you think that also speaks to the fact that you not only have to know the value you're offering, but you really have to know who the customer is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I find that the biggest mistake that a lot of my clients make is that they want every customer.
Mm-hmm.
They want it wherever they can get it for as long as they can keep them coming, versus going out and really saying, this is the customer I want, and targeting everything you do in your business towards that customer.
Oh, that's absolutely right, because number one, you waste a lot of time and energy trying to attract people who don't really value what you have
exactly.
to offer. But when you're focused on that, and frankly, one of the things I do with my clients, and I've done it myself, and it's helped my business immensely, is I've got four criteria that define my ideal client.
Oh, I love it. Let's hear it.
Okay. The first is that they're honest, and in particular, they're honest with themselves about what they're good at and where they need help. And you'll notice mm-hmm. I define each of these terms because
yes.
I don't want to leave it open
to
interpretation.
Interpretation.
Right. The second thing is that they're confident, because I find that people who are confident in their own abilities are more open to new yes. ideas, and they make decisions more quickly. Third is that they're results-oriented, and I care less about the magnitude of the results mm-hmm. they've gotten, but that they've gotten them. My job is to help them get better results. And the fourth is that they're action-oriented. If they hear or see something that makes sense to them, they're often running with it.
I love that. And you communicate that to your clients from the beginning.
Absolutely. In the initial sales call, I will tell them that where my clients and I enjoy the greatest success is when they possess these four qualities. Now, not everyone possesses all four. If all four exist, we can do some phenomenal things together. Three of the four exist, we'll do some really great stuff, but it won't be as dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Two are missing. I'm not taking them on.
I love that. Thank you. On to the next.
Yeah. Well, there's a principle I heard from a very successful sales person who was selling about $1 billion a year for IBM. And he said this, qualify.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And he goes, that's
and
the secret of my
success. Down.
And don't back
and
down.
And don't back down. Because right now, people are so afraid to let a customer go. You know, that was a big lesson in my own business, is that you can't be afraid to let a customer go. You can refer them to someone else who might be better suited for them, still keep a relationship, but they're not your customer, plain and simple.
It's just like we have to have a customer that's a computer user.
Right.
Someone who is just starting out on the computer should not use our product.
Right.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because you have to understand how to save a file. At least, right. You know,
but when you're dealing in
images and other things like that,
when you're dealing in services, which is different than products, and I have a lot of clients that are service based. It's huge. I mean, those qualifiers are huge. And a lot of times you take that, tell me if I'm wrong, Dale, business owners will take it personally if the client doesn't want to go with them because it's a service.
Yeah, there are people that do that. But again, what are they missing? They're missing the confidence component, right?
Exactly.
So, the concepts that I talk about in my book work just as well for products as they do for services.
Right.
The buyer psychology that's at work is exactly the same regardless.
Okay.
And so it doesn't matter what mm-hmm. you're selling. In fact, there are really only three things, and most business owners don't realize, is there are only three things that any business sells.
Okay, go ahead.
Image, innovation, and time savings.
Okay.
You can take any benefit that any business claims to make, and it's going to fit into one of those three categories.
And that's across the board.
That's
every
across the board.
Every business. And that's functioning right.
Right. Well, you mentioned banks earlier, April.
Yes.
You know, people ask me why I go to the bank that I do. It's a local bank. They got mm-hmm. three locations. I said, well, it's 5 minutes from my house. But, you know, in reality, there are probably half a dozen banks within 5 minutes of my house.
Right.
So why do I go to this particular one? Because when I walk through the front door, I feel like Norma cheers. Hey, Dale!
Hello! Yes!
You know?
Yes!
They know your name.
I love it.
Yeah, and so it enhances my self-image.
Absolutely.
Because people are happy to see me.
Absolutely.
So, that's why I say you can take any benefit. People say, well, integrity. You know, we're a very high-level integrity firm. What does that do for you? Well, it saves you time. Because if you're dealing with somebody that you really believe has your best interest at heart, they really care about you making an informed decisions rather than making a sale, you trust them so completely and so quickly that you tend not to shop as much. It saves you time, and you're willing to pay a higher price to get that.
Well, and you said, I read on your blog another thing that you said, that if you can deal with the customer, if you can speak to the customer's emotion,
right,
then you've got them. Then you're talking value versus price.
But you're also, it gets back to knowing your customer. And what's the psychology that you're functioning, that you're using in reaching your customer?
Because
you've mentioned that a number of times.
If if you're selling image,
right,
then that's the language you want to use. This is going to make you look more successful. It's going to enhance your confidence. So when you're in uncomfortable situations, you're going to rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. Right. If you're in the service area, or your product is going to enhance that image for that individual. It's why people buy Mercedes instead of Chevy Aveo sedans.
An acquaintance of mine went to a Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they walked in, and they started talking to the salesperson, and he said to them very soon, what color do you want?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Well, that's
right.
Smart.
That's
smart.
What color do you want?
Yeah.
And he goes, this is the convertible, two-seater or whatever, and down to what color do you want? Yeah. You can obviously buy it.
Uh-huh.
So,
color do you want?
But you've already got him involved emotionally.
We got him involved emotionally, but it's interesting because in an interview I did recently, a gentleman said, I love polo shirts.
Hmm.
And he said, that's typically what I buy. Now, if I'm going to buy something, just to knock around in, I won't necessarily pay that.
Hmm.
But he said, one of the things I've noticed is that the collars fray more quickly than some of my less expensive shirts.
Yeah.
But I still love him, you know. So it's that image.
It's the image.
It's what makes him it's how it makes him feel.
It's that darn horse guy.
It's what makes him how it makes him feel.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's how you get to the
right. Exactly.
Psychic. Dale, we're coming up to our commercial break. Could you please give us your contact information for our listeners?
Yes, my phone number is 314-707-3771, and my.
And where can they get the book, Dale? Because this is a really valuable book, you guys.
Well, thank you. It's online at both Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and it's in Kindle form as well.
And the name again?
Pricing for Profit.
Thank you.
And Pricing for Profit book is your website. Well, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapidy Business Tips of the Day. Let's talk about networking tips using business cards. Maximize every per-chance meeting. You never know when you might meet someone who can help you. Place yourself at the right place at the right time. Consider volunteering to help out at the job fair or other types of events. This puts you in a better strategic position for presenting your resume or business card. Again, use in-your-face follow-up. It's up to you to give a person a reason to call you back. Immediately after a meeting, send a handwritten note thanking the person for their time. Insert your business card. Now you're in the driver's seat and standing out from other people. And finally, brand yourself with a slogan. Print a slogan on your business card that answers the question, why should I hire you? Or what makes you different from everybody else? A catchy phrase or slogan makes all the difference between getting hired or not, because people will remember you long after a meeting. And this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapidy Business Tips of the Day.
Hey, listeners, we would like to extend an offer to help you grow your business by being a radio sponsor on the How to Promote Your Business show, which airs live every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on 1380 AM Sports Radio, with Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, Keith Wheeler, the Business CEO, and David Weiss, the resident legal guru. 1380 AM Sports Radio is one of the top radio stations in the Missouri and Illinois metro areas. Every week, the radio station reaches over 22,000 plus listeners that make corporate business purchasing decisions, and 18,000 plus business executives or top-level managers. What better place to be than with the decision makers that can buy your products or services?
Whether your business is very small or very large, size doesn't matter. This radio show can help. The How to Promote Your Business show format is designed to help business owners be more successful. As business experts, Keith, David, and Stan go over sales, marketing tips, legal tips, and e-strategies along with great guerrilla marketing tactics. In addition, they also bring in experts to interview from different areas of business, like branding, financial, educational, community leaders, and C-level executives from small to very large companies to share their strategies and insights. The How to Promote Your Business show content is not just from textbooks, but from actual live experiences. Information is shared during the hour to help business owners improve their skills and help their business.
Finally, listeners, here are a few good reasons why you should consider. Do you know what it means when a business goes lean? Lean refers to a set of fundamental principles and processes that help any type of organization improve its ability to produce products or services of the highest quality at the lowest cost and in the shortest amount of time. Traditionally, lean is associated with manufacturing firms using lean manufacturing to gain a competitive edge. However, many other types of industries are also adapting lean thinking. Hospitals use lean to save lives. Service and retail organizations use lean to wow customer service experiences. The Workforce Solutions team of St. Louis Community College understands how to implement lean at any type of organization so that it sticks and you see returns on your investment. Our team will work with you every step of the way, providing consultation, training, and return on investment. To meet our team and begin your lean journey, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at stlcc.edu. Or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College. Developing talent, improving results.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more. if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club meets every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. at the Missouri Athletic Club, second floor, 405 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Come join us for lunch and learn about our world-renowned organization that serves the St. Louis community and the world with major charitable causes. Meet fellow business owners, network, and be informed by top city leaders and marketplace leaders on topics of interest. This is a great way to network and be involved in our community. To attend, call Denise Hoxie, Executive Director at 314-894-1759 or email her at denisehrotarystl.org.
Welcome back. This is the How to Promote Your Business show, and I'm Keith Wheeler, the business CEO and host of your show. This show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. And our show is also brought to you by Rapidy Marketing. If you've been considering e-newsletter or e-CRM tool for your business, then check out our Rapidy Marketing Virtual Office Tools suite at our demo on rapidymarketing.com, or you can call me and I'll set it up so that one of our presenters and reps can actually take you through the product at 314-766-1000. That's really easy to remember, isn't it? Isn't that a great telephone
That's
number?
A good one.
314-766-1000. And callers, we would like you to encourage you to call in and ask questions during the show. We know that people are listening because we get response, but we also know that there are people who are driving and they're listening in for the information that we're giving them. But you can call in at 314-969-1380 or nationwide at 1-800-491-1380. So locally, the telephone number again is 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. And also, you can, if you miss a part of the show, you can go to the www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow, 3S's, .com. And I think that in a few days, we usually, after the show, have the tape of our show up. And also, we have a new station in Maryland, just north of Washington, D.C. And so
welcome,
we want to welcome you on board. And it's really great to that people on the East Coast are also listening to us.
And I'm April Trupiano, the leadership expert and co-host of your show. I'm stealing that, Keith. And our guest today is the Dale Furtwängler, author of Pricing for Profit. And we've been discussing, I think, more than 10 pricing errors that you and your company tend to make, or that most companies tend to make. Dale, before we went to the break, I know that Keith has a burning question, so I'll let him start with talking about pricing and cost savings.
Okay, Dale, what is the mistake of basing pricing on cost savings, such as discounting?
Well, discounting is, you know, a form of cost savings, but, you know, when I was really talking about cost savings there, what I was talking about is that a lot of companies that provide time savings, productivity improvements, if you will, whether to consumers or to businesses, tend to look at the cost savings for that particular, especially business to business, because they'll say, let's say that there's a company that has $1 million in revenues and 5 employees, and somebody comes in and says, well, we can boost your productivity by 20%. So you can now do $1.2 million with the same 5 employees. Mm-hmm. Typically, they're going to price it based on the saving of one employee.
Okay.
The reality is the profit margin on that extra $200,000 of revenue is going to be much higher than that cost savings, and they're leaving money on the table.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wow.
Oh, that,
this comes back to knowing your
amazing
numbers. We've talked about this before. You've got to know your numbers. And that's why, actually, that's why having you personally as the consultant is so much more valuable. I'm just giving you a plug there.
Because, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because it's things we don't think of.
It's like a business owner suddenly finding out that they're flushing all this money down the toilet, and all they have to do is just give you a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, absolutely.
Absolutely. And what's the number?
314-707-1380. 3771.
Good. Okay.
Now I know you have some burning questions.
I do. But I also want to speak to the fact that that is just so relevant, Dale, because I think that a lot of times when you're talking soft benefits like time savings, most business owners don't think of how to quantify that. But you've put it into dollars and cents, and we all know how to deal with that. I mean, we all look at that.
Well, and that's the key. I mean, and that's where my CPA background came in when I was, stumbled into this whole pricing thing, is that I was able to quantify the value and then also had enough in the way of English skills to be able to communicate that value effectively.
Now, Dale, is this part of the value discussion in the sale? Do you bring the cost savings up in the when you're talking about the
absolutely.
Value?
Absolutely. You quantify the value, and that's one of the things that I help my clients do is quantify that value so they can communicate in the sales call. And indeed, what I teach them to do is ask a series of questions that let the customer do the math and figure out what that value really is on their own.
That's even better.
Because when they're using their numbers, then it's always right.
Yeah. So exactly,
that's like Coulson's principle: let the customer write your proposal for you. So that's a good way of doing it.
Now, Dale, you also say that another mistake is believing that customers only care about price.
Right, and that's, again, as going back to what we talked about earlier, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We believe they only care about price, so what do we lead with in our marketing materials? We have the lowest price, affordable pricing, and so we focus their attention on it. And guess what? They become interested in price.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, it may work for a grocery store, but for larger ticket items and for consulting practices, that's not the best approach.
No.
Well, it's not even good in the grocery store.
You said that, because you're a woman's business coach, April, that many women undervalue
undervalue their service or underprice
mm-hmm.
and probably undervalue, which was what leads to their idea of pricing.
Right.
That and the other mistake.
And men tend to overprice.
Well, I don't know. But I think that we definitely, that is a factor. I think that's definitely a factor with women in business.
Yeah, I agree with you, April. The women tend to, I think we're all critical. More self-critical. One of the reasons I tell people don't use your competitors to gauge your pricing.
Thank you.
Because you're going to give them more credit than they're due, and you're going to discount your own value more severely than somebody else would. And so you end up, but it's even more severe with women. Women tend to be even more critical of themselves than men are. Mm. It's just it's neither good nor bad. It's just a reality. I mean, that's just the way we're wired.
So how do you speak to them in pricing themselves? Because it comes down to that confidence factor you mentioned.
It's exactly that. And the interesting thing is that what my clients tell me most often that they value about my service is that I give them confidence. I give them confidence in knowing what the value is that they're providing, how to quantify that value, how to communicate that value, which then allows them to say no to people that don't fit their profile.
Right. Hmm. And how hard do you find, and I am going to speak to the genders here because I do mostly work with, I love working with men too, but I mostly work with women. And how do you find the response to that? How do you deal with that conversation with women?
Well,
are they resistant? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, they're not typically resistant because of the way I'm qualifying them.
Okay.
So if I find somebody that doesn't have that confidence and really doesn't believe in themselves, then and one other criteria is missing, then I'm not going to be able to work with them because I'm not going to be able to really help them. Now, recently I had someone come to me, a woman, business owner, and I almost said no.
Okay.
And didn't take them on as client. And the person told me something about their background that indicated to me that they really did have that confidence, just not in their own offerings.
Okay.
And so I took them on and was able to demonstrate then for them.
Okay.
I ask them questions. I let them reach their own conclusions. But in that process, and we give them steps that they can take that assure success. I know it's a slam dunk for them. They may feel like they're stretching. But every success that they enjoy builds their confidence. And then their goals become more aggressive.
Absolutely.
Naturally.
Okay. Now, the second from last chapter of your book.
I mean, Keith's already got it memorized.
Hey. listen.
This is juicy stuff in this book, though, I know.
Believe me, when I went through school, we never tackled this stuff that Dale is tackling with his book, Pricing for Profit. And it took me a long time to understand the pricing cycle, what a business has to go through. But also, I've grown my business through the worst economic time since the Depression.
Yes.
And it's very hard to do. So
kudos to you for that.
A real principle that people need to understand, because it'll give some people out there that are listening hope, especially when they're starting their own business or they're just in the muck and mire of, you know, debt and other things like that, trying to get things, you know, holding things together. Go ahead, give us your principle in the second from last chapter of the book.
Well, the essence of the second to last chapter is that the economy doesn't matter.
Yay! Would you please repeat
that?
Yes, please repeat that, Dale.
The economy doesn't matter.
Thank you.
And because the reason I say that is because people are always going to migrate to value. And the more difficult the times become, the more they migrate to value. So the common misconception among business owners is that buyers become more price sensitive in a down economy, and they actually become more value conscious. And I use a simple grocery store example. Mm. Let's say that you're in the canned good aisle at the grocery store and you're reaching for a can of green beans, and it's the name brand that you normally buy, and your eye catches the store brand and it's 40 cents a can less, and you think, well, it's a tough economy, maybe I'll go ahead and get that. So you grab a store brand green beans and a store brand corn and you take them home. Well, the first night you fix the green beans and you find they're mushy and bland.
Terrible.
You're pouring them down the garbage disposal, you know, nobody's eating them. So what are you going to buy the next time? Yeah. You're going to buy the name brand. You're going to buy the name brand.
And you just wasted money.
You just wasted money, and you're going to buy the name brand the next time. The next night, hesitantly, you fix the corn, and much to your surprise, it's every bit as good as the name brand that you normally buy. What are you going to buy the next time? You're going to buy the store brand.
Right.
Those are both value decisions.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't price decisions.
The only price decision there was to give something else a try.
Mm. Yes.
That we talked about earlier.
But if the value's not there, they're not going to stick with it.
So should a business owner, sales staff, be looking for individuals who are willing to try something new in tough economic times?
No, they really ought to enhance their marketing. Their marketing program should become more aggressive and more frequent, and the emphasis being on the value.
Okay.
And not talking about price, because everybody else out there is talking about price. And so if you really want to distinguish yourself in tough economic times, stick with the value proposition and keep hammering that home.
Now, you even talked to... I'm sorry.
Can I have one more question?
Sure.
Because this leads into it. How do you create bundles? If you have, if your customer is looking at value, then you're going to have to bundle your goods and services together.
Yeah, the advantage of bundling, and for people that might not be familiar with that term, is that you're taking different aspects of your offerings, different products and services and so on, and combining them in ways to offer different price points to the buyers. And the advantage of that is that, number one, you offer a broader array, you can reach different budget points on it, but also you take the decision out of yes or no, I want to buy this or don't, into which one of these three do I want,
right,
or which one of these four offerings.
Could you give us again your telephone number for our listening audience?
The telephone number is 314-707-3771.
And if our listeners want to get a copy of these 10 most common pricing errors, Dale, could they get those from you?
Absolutely. They're on my website along with some confidential self-assessments. And the website address again is pricingforprofitbook.com.
And I want to give them, because leading in, I know we're wrapping up here, but you actually had an article, a blog article, about the dangers of a recovering economy as it relates to pricing. Would you give them that website where they can find that blog?
It's pricingforprofitbook.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, audience, that's our show for today. You've been listening to the How to Promote Your Business show, and we hope that you enjoyed it. And for myself, Keith Wheeler, the business CEO,
and April Trupiano, the leadership expert.
We wish you a great weekend. Bye, folks.